Here we go.
All right.
What's up, everybody? This is Tuck, Prina, of course, and welcome to Board and DE. Tonight, we got a favorite. Mama Bear, you want to take it?
A favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do we even introduce him? I always say it's so much that I can say, and I'm not going to, because y'all already know I could go on and on.
Go on.
No, I'm not. All I'm going to say is, when it comes to independent artists, true independent artists, in this Northeast area, this is probably the hardest working, and I say, again, true independent, small team, but he gets it done, and he gets it done big, and he speaks with volume. And he actually has good content, and numbers, and his fans, and his followers.
He's opened up for Busta Rhymes, Rod Digga, Brand Nubian, Method Man, and Redman.
All of them.
Man.
And more. I'm missing a whole lot more. Yeah. I know I'm missing a whole lot more.
Well, he's going to share it with us.
Remember.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce the guest we're talking about, Man Squabbles. Man Squabbles, everybody. Man Squabbles.
First off, I just want to say thank you for the kind words. but thank you, man. Thanks for having me, man. Honestly.
Oh, man. Thanks for taking your time out. I know it's cold out, and if you're anything like me, I hate going anywhere when it's cold. I just be putting all sorts of stuff on. Oh, ain't no food in the house? Let me just think about a steak. I'm not going out. It's too damn cold. Let me go. You know how you got that one cabinet that got stuff in it that you never eat? I'm eating that today.
Let me see how expired it is.
No, that's fact. That's a fact.
Because, you know, it'd be like that, man. You just be like, look, it's cold. I can't go out, man. I can't do this. Not today. But, yo, I appreciate you taking time out to come hang with us and everything like that.
No doubt.
So, just had a birthday back in December, 21, so, legal. So now, when you perform with all these big names, you can actually get yourself a little bit more than a Sprite.
Nah, no.
I thought you was about to say I can actually get in.
I know, right?
That was my plan.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Like, I couldn't get into the venues, like Trocadero and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They made me wait outside and stuff like that.
Until you perform.
Yep.
And then you had to go right back out.
When Jasmine Sullivan, I saw her when she was 13 at the Black Lily in Philly. Mm-hmm. They did the same thing. They brought her in to perform on stage and took her right back out.
Wow, that's that's crazy,
right?
But then again, I guess they're protecting their interests, you know.
That's true. So, and he doesn't drink. He's a good one. He doesn't drink.
Okay, well, you know what? Back. Don't even start.
Nope.
Don't even start. It wasn't even
in my head.
Don't even work.
Further stuff from my mind.
Because all my problems, I can relate to alcohol or
women. Anyway.
So, yo, man, tell me about this. They got you for 2016 and 2017 Philly Hip Hop Lyricist of the Year. Man, I know that had to be something, because Philly is a hating ass town if you ain't with them little cliques.
True, the cliques.
Right. I feel like every city has their, cliques. Maybe except Atlanta, because Atlanta is like one big clique. But, like, I feel like, it was a great feeling, to get that Lyricist of the Year.
I mean, you won it back to back, bro.
Right. It's a great feeling. Like,
it's not like you won 2015 and came and won 2017. Right. Nah, you won back to back, so it's like they was fiending for you the following year.
Yeah, man. It's just confirmation for me, showing that I'm on the right path and stuff like that. Especially it being so many lyricists and dope spitters in Philly, you know what I'm saying? So, it was an honor, so,
And also got here that you were an Underground Music Award recipient.
Yeah. That was a surprise to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I had heard about the Underground Music Awards, and I had never, been to one or even knew that I could be,
So when you were nominated, you had no idea even about it. Mm-hmm. You just heard about it.
Yeah, heard about it. Well, we was there. We was actually there. So they called my name up, and I just came up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you didn't know ahead of time that you were nominated for the award?
I knew that I was nominated. I didn't know I was going to win, though.
Gotcha.
Oh, so you just go on to show love and support and everything. Yeah. It's like, wow. And you walked away with it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. Great feeling.
That is what's up.
Definitely.
Let me see here. Also, I had a chance to check out some of your music videos, and like, dog, I have to tell you, you got a huge following. Not to have any violence, strippers, or tomfoolery in your stuff, man. Right. I'm like, and the comments, you can read the comments, and the comments is just like accolade after accolade after accolade. Like, people are really, really digging you, man. How does that feel? All that, and you just turned 21.
It feels great. It does. It does feel great. But then, at the end of the day, like, I'm the type of person where I feel like it's not enough. Like, not the accolades aren't enough. It's just that what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, is not enough. So I gotta keep staying consistent and push out more stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I usually don't read the comments because it's not always
me and him gonna read the comments. I'll be ready to count on people.
It's not always accolades. So like I stopped reading comments a while ago, so like, but it feels great, you know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why I don't read the comments, so it can keep feeling great.
And you know, it's funny that you said that, because a lot of people that I talk to that have large followings on YouTube and everything, they were like, yo, after a while, you stop reading the comments because, you know, you got the internet trolls and just,
yeah, you just people got just people trying who to bring what worse. Like, yeah, you just got people who want to be like, want their comment to be responded to.
Right.
Yeah. Just so they can feel like.
They just acted out.
Yeah.
Some people say it's like a balancing act with comments, because you don't want to leave a true fan or a true supporter feeling like they, you know, can't communicate with you. Right. So they said sometimes you got to thin through, but you know, if you see something that's going negative, just go to the left and don't get in no mind and stuff. Because, like, you know, we know behind these computer screens, people like to go real hard, like stuff they would never say face to face, they'll say it on and everything.
I do read them though. I read them because I want to know what people are saying about this music.
Every once in a while,
responses. I want to know, you know, what they like, what they don't like. If it's something, you know, can ongoing, you know, just hearing the same thing from people. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, you know, it's important to know what the fans are, you know, thinking. So
But it is like definitely is a delicate balance in that with all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And everything. So the first video I want to ask you about is the Rise video. What was the concept behind that? Like,
honestly, the concept behind it, because we kind of discovered this formula, like kill people's beats and get people aroused from like listening to a beat that a known artist has already done, and they see you did that beat, then they get excited. You know what I'm saying? But the video, it was kind of like a whim, you know what I'm saying? He was like down, where was we at? Gerard Ave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we was down Gerard Ave and
Lombard.
He was down Lombard, and it was like, yo, let's go down in the tunnel, or let's go down in the subway. And we just went down there, shot it, and I had no idea it was going do 2 million, 3 million, but it did. So
you didn't even have a crew. That was just something like, yo, we just gonna go out and shoot this video for this song and stuff.
Yeah, that's fact.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's that straight guerrilla video taking.
Mm-hmm, right.
That's what's up. Cause that one I did play a couple times, and then the Humble remix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that one's at 10 million.
It's beyond 10 million. It's at probably about 13 million.
With platforms combined.
Yeah, it's like three different. It's like about three different platforms.
But that one, we actually did have a kind of the concept of being in the back of the truck. We just thought that would be dope, you know?
And it worked out because it rained that day.
Right. It was like a light drizzle or whatever, and it was super cold. And like the top of my hair was like frost by the time, because we had to turn the air conditioning on inside the truck to have the smoke that came out, to have that come out. So I was stuck in the truck.
So
yeah,
you was in the cold with cold air.
Right.
Oh yeah. That's definitely a hard working artist right there, because I'd have been like, yo, give me that triple fat goose. They'd be like, nigga, it's summer. It's too much air.
But yeah, man, that was the one that we had the concept for. And it worked out. Perfect.
Yeah, that was insane. I think that actually reached Kendrick Lamar's people.
Yeah, it did.
I told the Bibles, I was like, that remix got so much play that the Library of Congress actually took it down from one of the sites. It was a message when you went to Google it, It said,
oh, because it had copywritten music,
yeah,
or something.
It said this has been removed. And obviously, if he wasn't making a wave, they could care less. It's the fact that that video reached in the millions is the reason.
Oh, yeah,
care.
That was definitely the buzz.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Definitely the buzz.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, man, when did you start rhyming? Like, did you always know you wanted to be an MC, or?
Nah, actually, I started when I was 15. And I was singing before I started rapping. I was singing around like 11, 12, and you know, Joe Jack, he was my manager at the time as well. So it just came a time where I didn't want to sing no more. Mm-hmm. It was so many like reasons why, like I thought it was, you know, feminine, and I was nervous, and it was just too much. I didn't want to be like, cause a lot of people was like comparing me to Michael Jackson and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I knew the story of Michael Jackson, like mm-hmm. he didn't have a childhood. And I'm 11 and 12, and I take things like real, real literal. So I'm like, nah, I don't want to be like Michael Jackson. Like, I want to have my childhood. So I just stopped doing singing. And then around 15, me and my cousin and a couple of my homies were sitting on the step one summer night. And, you know, we was just feeling like, we had like, you know, Our Future?
Yes.
Tyler, the Creator, and all them.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite, like, well, it still is one of my favorite, like, groups. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop groups all the time, whatever. So they like really made us want to start like a rap group, whatever. And he was like, yo, let's just start a rap group. And I was like, bro, I can't rap, bro. Like, what are you talking about? I'm not rapping. And then like maybe like a week later, I was at my cousin's crib. I was sitting on his step. He was playing a beat and he was like, yo, just try to write something. Like, just try to write some stuff. And then I was like, all right, well, whatever. So I wrote my first rap and dude, like, he was like loving it, you know what I'm saying? Then I let a couple other people hear it, they was loving it too, so I started writing a little bit other stuff. I let my pop hear it, he wasn't really trying, like, I was like, yo, can you like back me, like, can you be my manager again, or can you like support me or whatever? He wasn't really trying to do that because he was still mad at me about
singing along.
So
yeah, we get like that, you know, as fathers be like, man, all that stuff I invested
right,
in.
Right, right.
And now you wanna rap? You wanna rap now? Now?
And y'all, he also
say, nigga, say.
That's him, too.
Right.
They call him Joe Jack with the guitar strap, yeah. By the way. If that's
you call him Joe Jack
with the guitar
strap.
If that's any indication, yeah. That's
where his name came from, so.
But man, hey, I guarantee you it was nothing but love behind the words and stuff.
I know now.
But I know as a kid, you'd be like, damn, I just asked you just to back me. This is how you do it. But like, sing, man, get that guitar strap. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. So, you know, and once people started like expressing their like, showing me that I actually had a chance, you know what I'm saying? Because when I started, I was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just do this because I ain't got nothing else to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I always loved hip hop. I always loved music, period. It was just like me knowing my self-worth, you know what I'm saying? As far as musically and entertainment wise, you know what I'm saying? So.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's some of your favorites?
Most Def, number one, Nas, Kendrick, of course, J. Cole, Chance the Rapper, Big L, Big Pun, who else? So many, hold up.
I'm glad you threw a couple veterans in there, though.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Because a lot of cats I find that's like 30 or less, mm-hmm. they don't really, when you say Big L, they're like, who that? I'm like, man. Well, if Big L was here, we might not have heard of Jigga.
Right.
You know, we may not have heard, or not on the level that he is now.
Yeah. I don't know. That out-in was just convenient. Him and Diddy. That was extremely convenient that some of the greats left this earth.
Yeah.
But, yo, we got a couple questions here. One question is, how did you gain so much exposure without the foolishness? Mm-hmm. I know, real quick. Hi, Brandy.
Oh, hey, Brandy.
And Kristen, thank you. You know, we're still trying, Kristen, but thank you and everything. Clarence is on here. And Ashley, hey, what's up? Haven't seen you in a long time and everything. But, yeah, how did you avoid all the foolishness, man?
I honestly, like, the people around me letting me know that I was doing the right thing by just being myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, he always constantly told me, yo, You got, like, stick with what you're doing. Even people, like, at shows and stuff like that, stick with what you're doing. You on the right path, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about everyday stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting slick words together and wordplay and stuff like that. But that's just what I do, you know what I'm saying? And I sing, too, so I make good hooks and stuff like that. But I'm not always talking about... I'm never talking about, you know what I'm saying, calling women out of their name and stuff like that. So it's just being myself. Honestly, I feel like that appeals to people more than trying to pose as something that I'm not.
It comes easier too. It's right, less like work because you don't have to fake it or force it.
Exactly.
And that speaks a lot on Pop's character. Like, Pop definitely instilled you with a lot of good stuff. Man, give it up for Pop. You know what I mean?
Joe Jack with the guitar strap.
Joe Jack with the guitar strap.
Put your strap down.
Yo, that's crazy that you have given him that name.
Not me. He already had that. That's
He had. He already had that. I thought this one gave him.
No.
Yeah, he had that.
Names. Okay.
No, I just call him Joe Jackson.
Yeah. Now it was another question on there. Do you enjoy R&B now, and do you still sing from time to time?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Both yes. I love R&B now. For the simple fact that it is not exactly how it was, you know what I'm saying? Because I ultimately love 90s R&B, 80s R&B to the death of me. Like, that's what I know.
Old
for me.
Soul.
Yeah, I got an old soul. Very pure old soul. But I do like...
That's what's up.
Yeah. I love R&B now, like Daniel Caesar and stuff like that, because they capture something different, you know what I'm saying? I feel like they capture soul, but it's a different type of soul now. Like, it's a different generation of soul.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like... Which I was going through back in the R&B days.
I was about to say, boy, don't you make me get the strap. Don't you say back in the strap.
You said back in the day. Like,
Joe, give me your strap.
Back in R&B, you know what I'm saying?
But you know,
y'all R&B.
Right, but the funny thing about it is that, you know, everything evolved.
Right, yeah,
when,
that's what I'm saying.
When we were your age,
right,
our parents were probably on some old, like, you don't see nothing wrong with a little bumping and grinding.
Right.
What the hell are you listening to, boy?
Right.
Now we look back and like, damn, Pop, you must have knew something.
Right. Exactly. So that, you know, that's why I love R&B now. And yes, my new project, Lamps, dropping this month. I will be singing on, if not, maybe every track. Every track. Yeah, every track.
So you'll be singing on every track.
Yep.
And he's a producer too.
Nah, it's one track. It's one track. It's one track I'm not singing on. But yeah, I do produce myself too. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Cause like I said, I love me some R&B. So you know, I can't wait for the project to come out. Check it out.
No doubt.
That's something you want to ask her?
Something that I don't already know.
Yeah. I mean, something that we don't know, since you know everything.
Let me think.
You know what? What was the funniest thing that ever happened to you on stage?
Oh, yeah, I know this. I was at the Trocadero and I was doing...
Oh, God.
No.
Yo, she just
broke away.
Like, oh, God.
I know what he's about to say. I was like... Because I was there.
Was
like,
it Mama Bear acted?
No.
Okay. No,
it was, no. It was these three girls in the front and they was a little hype. You know what I'm saying? A little... Okay. Over, you know what I'm saying? So they was feeling they so, and
they was lit.
Yeah, it was lit. It was super lit. And
it was
I went
fast.
To go.
It
I went.
Was so fast.
I started. It was actually a Token show. It was me, Token, Ren Thomas, and this other dude on the show at the Trocadero. And I went to go perform the Humble remix.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm rapping my version, they're rapping Kendrick's version. And I'm like, hold up, this don't sit well with me. So I just stopped the whole show. And I was like, started yelling at him.
Stopped the whole show. He was like, hold up.
Cut that track off.
Fuck y'all doing?
Yeah, that's exactly
he
how
did.
I was. That's exactly
he did. I was proud of him. I was like.
And I didn't really feel, like, I didn't feel bad, but it was just like, damn.
I felt bad because them girls were scared.
But
I was happy
cool
that you
after.
Did it, though.
It was cool. After.
Yeah, like, glad that you did it, though. But they was like, oh.
They understood why I did that. Like, I feel like
they
understood why I did that.
Okay, but the fact that they did it at the beginning, I'm like,
they won't do it no more. I know.
Right. But that it was just funny. I laughed at myself, honestly, because I had never done something like that on stage before. Like, and something like that has never happened to me on stage before. So it was like a new experience altogether. Wow. So
I thought he was joking initially because
he's
so
serious.
He's So at shows, it's so funny. You know how artists are when they, you know, got access to the green room and, you know, asking, you know, well, what's your menu and what do you need? And, you know, people are just running and
at your beck and call. Green M&M's only.
Right. At your beck and call. Not him. He got his earbuds, his bottle of water, his Gatorade, and his book bag, and he sits in a corner somewhere.
Oh, so Squabbles goes to the zone, huh?
Yeah.
He's on his own.
Unless you know who he is, or until he takes the stage, you have no idea what's about to come out of his mouth. And I think it shocks a lot of people who don't already know who he is. So, I mean, I think that's so cool because I already know what's going to happen, although he still, every single time, leaves me speechless. Absolutely speechless. I already know what's coming, but just to see him, still be so humble, and he's, you know, sharing a green room with Rod Digga and whoever else. He just up in the cut, earbuds in, just, you know, we looking for him. Where's Squabbles? Over there in the corner. Like, he has not allowed, you know, the fame and the lights and the people running around and wanting to cater his every need. He has not allowed that to, you know, cause him to, you know, he's not flashy. He don't do the jewelry.
So it's just good to say that, yo, the brother Squabbles is down to earth.
It's the culture. He really lives by that culture. He is an Adidas dude.
Adidas?
All Adidas. All Adidas. Mm-hmm. You might see some Starter. Other than that, he is the hip-hop culture, that original, that Adidas culture. So, I don't know. It
ain't nothing wrong with the Adidas culture. See, me, I'm more of a Nike person. I'm Nike Hustlers, and, you know, I don't do the Jordan like that. You know, I wear the Hustlers, and that's pretty much it.
No doubt.
I heard but, that.
There's another question came through, say, what do you do to prep before performances to lock in?
I just listen. I listen to my music. Like she said, I got my head. I have my headbuds in. Headphones. I don't know why.
Headphones
I
call it earbuds.
Earbuds.
And the two together.
Headbuds.
Have you ever heard headbuds?
why did I say that?
But no, I listen to my music. I don't like talking to people. I don't like talking. Period. Like, I just
if we can find him at all.
Yeah, I just be chilling. Like, I just be.
I mean, you don't go Kevin Gates on us. Be like,
nah. If somebody talks to me, it's like, cool. Like, I'll respond or whatever, but it'll be a real short response.
Like, cause that brother's funny as hell in interviews. Like he treat everybody like the osmosis.
Man. That's just weird.
He is. Yeah, he's funny.
Strange.
Kevin Gates is funny though. Yeah.
So, but, man, how do you deal with the fanfare? Like, have you had situations where you just was out, mind your business, and somebody just came up to you, like, they seen your videos or something, and they just, like, really on you, like, oh, yo, need to put me D, because always put me D, you know, put me down, whatever, stuff like that. Does that happen to you often?
It happened a couple times, and the feeling was amazing, you know what I'm saying? Just to know that there's, like, I could just be walking, and somebody could recognize me from a video that I did, from my craft, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it happened in South Philly one time. I was shooting a one-time video. It's one of my songs on YouTube. It's called One Time. Off of the Music Addiction Disorder Part 2 project. And the dude just, you can actually see it in the beginning of the video, Bull walking away. But that was the Bull that recognized me from the Rise video down Lombard. So, it's amazing feeling.
I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah.
See? And then, I know your dad and everything over there, man, but do you get much groupie action?
Nah, not yet.
Okay. No. I'm sorry, I'm
chilling though. Like, I'm on the chill.
That's ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, you stay on that.
Gotta
and,
be.
And then, you know, behind the scenes we were talking, it's like you're not a fan of drinking or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Gatorade or water, that's pretty much you go. You don't need none of that and stuff.
He'll leave the room if it's that other stuff flowing, because sometimes we just can't get away from it, like that mess in red.
Yeah, because, you know, in the green room, especially if you're performing with them, wild. You know they smokes wild. Is up.
Yeah.
So I might be like, yo, I'm going to go wait in this lobby over here. I'm going to chill for a little bit.
Yeah.
No doubt. Cool and stuff. But what was it like opening up for them, man? You know, like, just... like, people whose records and music you listen to, now it's like, yo, I'm sharing the stage with them. I'm like, that's got to be mind-blowing.
Yeah, man. It's amazing. Like, the feeling, like, the feeling of winning the Lyricist of the Year twice in a row, the feeling of somebody just recognizing me. Like, it's surreal, honestly. And it's something that I've never thought about before, but when it happens, it's like, damn. And it just motivates me to like want to do it more. You know what I'm saying? It motivates me to just want to keep going.
So you use that as fuel to move forward. Yeah. And, yeah. you know, what some people might use as fuel to, you know, big up their ego and stuff like that.
No,
they made it at that point. Niggas, so, made it.
So I know you said,
I don't really like that phrase. Like, yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, because some people happy with making it in their city.
Limit themselves. Right.
Yeah, cool with that. And that's where we get into stuff like that. But I like it that Squabbles is like, yo, it's just lets me know I need to work a little bit more harder. I need to push out a little bit more and stuff. And that's what's up. But have you had any issues with groupies, and how did you handle them? Because I know somebody had to come along with a little bit extra. Maybe she slid in the DM or something like that.
Nah, I mean, I haven't had nothing crazy. Like, anything that could have turned into something crazy, I feel like they blocked it out.
Okay.
But I have no knowledge.
Like Joe Jackson Prina.
Okay. I have no knowledge of what could have happened. Because, like, they was probably lurking, and they just stepped right in the front, like,
I'm right in between somebody.
Has he had something that you averted that comes to recent memory?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I've kind of pushed him off into other rooms at times. Like,
and you know what, though? I feel like my character is like, doesn't give people a chance to, like, doesn't give, like, girls a chance to
go there with you.
Yeah, because, like, in my mind, I don't want a girl to think that I'm coming on to her.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Even if I am, like, I mean, but if I am, I don't know why I said that. If I am, I want them to know. But if I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying, something like that, like, I don't really want a girl to, like, feel like I'm coming on to her. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to, like, disrespect anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm just I just want to be cool with anybody. Like, nothing more than just a friend or, you know what I'm saying, nothing like that. And even if they just love me for my music, then I look at you as a fan. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still, like, cool, like, I love people, so it's just like...
And that's what's up, because you definitely don't want to get Harvey Weinstein nowadays. Definitely don't want that. So it's like, even now, you know, it's like, you know, I'm saying hello to you, nothing else.
Right.
Your boots are nice. It's nice with the whole outfit.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not going to Weinstein me to be like 55 years old. You're talking about,
he touched me.
He made me feel uncomfortable. Like, are you serious?
Crazy.
Now, yo, what's it like juggling this career with college? Because you are in school and everything, right?
Yeah. I'm it's very, very difficult. It has been for the past couple years, but it's possible. You know what I'm saying? I look at it as a challenge.
So you just find the drive deep down and be like, yo, I could do this.
Something I gotta do, for real, because I chose this, you know what I'm saying? I want to do music, and I want to get my education and be smart or whatever, so.
You pick a major out yet? What's your major?
Business.
Business? Okay. Yeah, business
I think management. Some of the professors, like, kind of, once they found out what you were doing and to what magnitude, kind of.
Yeah, it was real lenient. Yeah. But I had a professor, a writing professor. She was actually like a fan after I told her that I was an artist, and she had her kids listening to me and stuff like that. And she would like come up to me and just tell me, like, show me videos of her kids, like, you know what I'm saying?
Watching. That's cool.
And that's what's up, that a professor feels comfortable playing your music to their kids.
Because,
you know, not everything, you can't really just say, oh, let me let you listen to this. I have to listen to it.
Right.
Then I have to decipher today's slang.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they'll slip something by you and be like, hold on, what the?
Right.
Sir. Mm-hmm. Pancakes? No, not that, sir. The other sir. And like, yo, y'all really buying call syrup and just taking them down like they fist or vodka or something?
Pouring it over ice.
And making it seem like it's the best thing in the world.
Man, but I think that's what's up, that you stayed away from all that, that you know, you're doing your thing in school and everything. And I hope your journey inspires others.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because right now I'm saying...
That's the ultimate goal.
It could be a 12-year-old to be like, yo, I sing too, but I think I do want to rap.
Right.
And maybe hearing you is like, you know what, I could do that.
Right.
I could do that.
Right.
And I can go to school and I can still be you know, the student my parents want me to be while being the MC or the entertainer I want to be.
Right.
So that's what's up, man. I salute you on that.
Thank you.
Well,
I can't say thank you.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, that's my parents. They raised me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A is very supportive.
Right.
And that doesn't always happen. Quick question. So, I know kind of, sort of, the story behind, you know, the original submission Team Backpack and how you got that, what was it? Was it Mission Underground?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was about to mix. I was going to call it World Underground.
With the Mission Underground champion.
Yeah. So, as much as I know, is there were, like, literally, I don't know, 10,000 entries from across the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, they narrowed it down to 3. And by process of elimination, of course, and Squabbles was 1 of 3. The other 2 were Marlon Craft
mm-hmm.
and Ren Thomas. Thomas. And Ren Thomas was just on the sign thing with Rick Ross.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, what? How did, like, going through that process, going from, like, literally thousands of submissions to then narrowing it down and you being 1 of 3 people to receive that award,
mm-hmm.
how on earth did that make you feel? Like,
it felt like it happened so quick. Like, it took me probably a week or two to, like, actually realize what I just, like, what happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, they within a matter of, like, months, you know, I did the video and they mm-hmm. posted it and they brought us to Brooklyn. And we did the thing. It was like a 3-day or 2-day event.
Okay.
And
was that, what was that, at YouTube? Or
no, it was okay. At some place in Brooklyn.
Okay.
But it just happened so quick, like, I didn't even realize, like, how big it was. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, in my mind, I always, like, minimize things anyway, just so I can keep myself
grounded.
Yeah. Like,
very grounded.
Right, yeah. So it just took me a minute, but. You know, it was a great feeling. It was an amazing feeling.
And for those of you who don't know who Team Backpack is, they are probably the largest global hip-hop blog in the world. Their music, I mean, their actual fan base and their viewers and their followers, like, literally reach across the world. And I think Squabbles has gained some of those fans. I know in some of his live feeds, we've seen people from Australia and Africa and all over the place, you know, chiming in and that are now Squabbles fans. So
yeah, shout out to Team Backpack, man. Much love to them because they show me a lot of love.
Yes, they do.
Show me a lot of love.
They're actually partially responsible for some of those high numbers in those videos because when he posts a video, they share it often.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, they're really behind him. So,
they really support the real
yes, they
hip-hop.
Do. Real hip-hop, yes, they do.
Real music,
yeah. Yo, and it's crazy how things change so much because when I was coming up, the people that rocked the backpacks was the conscious rappers or the mm-hmm. neo-soul singers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they
didn't really have a platform that supported them.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So we used to, you know, in college, I used to be one of those kind of cats. Be like, man, come on, give me one of them backpack chicks. You know what I mean? I want me an Erykah Badu. I want me a Jill Scott. You know what I mean? I want me one of them. Because those were the ones that's like, at the end of the day, that's who I'm going to be with. You know, right. We had the fast chicks and stuff. You know, fast chicks, they were entertaining. It was fun. But at the end of the day, I'm going to introduce mine to somebody with the backpack. So it's good to see that, you know.
Yeah.
Backpack still means, you know.
Authentic.
Right.
Real. Yeah.
Because, yo, it's so easy to get washed up in the fad stuff, man.
Definitely is.
Like, funny story, was watching TV with my mom. My mom watches those cooking channels and stuff like that. And one of the cooks had his hair where it was shaved on the sides and it was blonde on the top.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was like, what made that fool do that? And I'm sitting there like, damn, it's crazy because, mom, you know I had a pimp perm in college. And she's like, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, y'all fooling with y'all hair stuff. Yeah, I had a Snoop Dogg thing with the feathers and stuff. Like my man from Belly with the lollipop with the banana. Like, yo, what's going on, nigga? That's probably why I ain't got no hair now. Permed it too much. All that damage.
Pimp perm. Yeah, pimp perm, Joe Jack.
Hey man, but that
was bad, by the way.
That was the stuff I was into.
Right.
I was Iceberg Slim.
Okay.
In the '90s.
Oh man.
So what you got coming down the pipes though, man?
Lamps, my project dropping. It should be dropping this month. More than likely dropping this month. 14 tracks. Basically, it's basically just a rundown of everything that I've been going through, you know what I'm saying, internally, externally, growing, learning things, stuff like that. But it's just like, it's a twist on it with my fascination with light, you know what I'm saying? Because most of those songs that I wrote on the project, I wrote at night. Uh-huh. And I had the little lamp sitting right there at the, you know what I'm saying?
Cause, at the table.
And yeah, at the table and stuff like that. In my college dorm up at Shippensburg, my first year of college, that's when I started writing the project. And that's what I had for most of the songs that I written, that I've written for it. But, you know, it's basically me coming from a dark place into the light, you know what I'm saying? Mentally, physically, everything, you know what I'm saying? Just me. It's a rundown of me. If people didn't really know who I was or what I was about before, they should from this project.
They can figure it out the music.
Yeah. Cool. And it's good vibes too. So great beats, great flows.
Yeah, yeah. Grown up production too. Mm-hmm.
Grown up
stuff.
Shout out to 212 from New York, man. It's one of the best producers like that I can actually like text, be like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, they vibe well.
Yeah,
they vibe well.
Now he's one of the best producers ever to me, like, you know what I'm saying?
And so, shout out to Stephen Jones too. Stephen from Auditorium here in Delaware, actually. Mm-hmm. He reached out and he's doing some of the illustration for the artwork. Mm-hmm. For the project that's followed. So yeah.
So lamps. It's coming soon.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have a favorite show that you've done already? Like, that's that when you think about performing, be like, yo, I want another performance like that one. I want that energy. I want that vibe. Like, everything just fell in the sync. Everything.
The Red Man Show is one of them. The Red Man Method Man Show is one of them. The Busta Rhymes, I opened up for Busta Rhymes and Rod Digger. That was one of them. The Token John that I did at the track that night, that was one of them.
Yeah, that was nice.
When you was young and couldn't get in there and stuff, you had to leave y'all side?
I couldn't. They just let me in, but I was 20 by then. They just let me in, though, because, you know, they was used to seeing me at the track. They like, oh, they don't never let you in. No, come on. Yeah, so.
Yeah, Token, that was pretty cool. Did he originate from Team Backpack as well?
Mm-mm.
No. Token is on tour right now, and Token is nice. He's already been to Sway,
mm-hmm.
The Sway show, and we were watching some live feed of him. Where was he at? He was talking on Facebook Live, and mm-hmm. he was like, somebody asked about Philly, and he was like, yo, shout out the Mad Squabbles in Philly. When I get to Philly, I need him to open the show for me. And Squabbles didn't, like, somebody told Squabbles that,
yeah,
yo, Token asked
me,
you
like,
to open this show for him.
So you didn't know he said that. You was getting it. He was getting sent in hand.
People was messaging me like, yo, hit Token up. He wants you to open up for his show. I'm like, oh. So then I went to his live feed, and I had to watch for like
31 minutes.
And he was like, hey, yo, I'm coming to Philly. Somebody tell Squabbles to hit me up. I want him to open up for me. And then I was like, oh, all right, bet. So then I hit him up, and then that's just how I got on the show or whatever. It was beautiful.
Actually,
that's not how I got on the show. Oh, from the year before. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
He remembered, I guess, from
right,
the year
yeah,
before.
Yeah.
Then.
He
oh,
remembered,
okay.
Yeah, from a year before he performed at Coda in Philly.
Okay.
Oh, I remember that.
It
was
the Hobson show. It was Hobson, Jordan Lucas,
there.
And Token. And
I did this cipher.
I was rapping. It was a whole bunch of people from Philly. Mm-hmm. OT the Real was on there too. He from Philly.
Oh, okay.
Dope. He real dope MC. But we spit on that cipher, and then I guess he just remembered me from that cipher, and that's how I got on the show.
That's what's up, man.
Did we get that story right, Joe Jackson?
Joe Jackson with the strap. That's a good
guitar
one.
Guitar strap.
Dang.
So I think we talked about a little bit about DJ Ghetto.
Yeah,
Before the show started.
How did y'all hook up?
Oh, well. Do you want a chair? So Ghetto used to DJ for my pop back when he was 16, and my pop was like maybe 23, 24, but they was in a group called Mad Race, and you know, years passed, you know, they just stopped doing what they was doing, and Ghetto started doing his own thing, and they was doing their own thing, and when I was 16, my pop ran into DJ Ghetto. Just on the street, Ghetto was like skateboarding and shit like that. he just was like, Ghetto. He called him in the car, brought him to the crib, and Ghetto had his laptop, and Ghetto had a project of mine on his laptop already before he even knew that it was me, you know what I'm saying? That it was
like actually, he was like, yo, I should DJ for your pop.
Right, like, exactly. Wow. So, and it was crazy. It was crazy how it happened. It's just like everything just happened the way it was supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Even him DJing for my pop back when he was young, and then my dad running to him again, just so happens I'm rapping now. DJ Ghetto is one of the best DJs in Philly.
Yes, he is. He so does why not? Handstands.
Yeah. No, not one of the best. He is the best DJ in Philly.
So he is a Wu-Tang affiliate, mm-hmm. Wu-Tang affiliate DJ, and yep. He is a former DMC champion.
Yo, that's so, why it's so important not to burn bridges, because that could, mm-hmm. Can you imagine if, yep. Right. If your dad and him went,
right.
You know, right. Because yeah. Of some bad blood, it's yeah. Like, damn, he's you a missed out, but the fact that, you know what I mean, they remain friends and humble. Right, that he was able to call him and be like, all right, yeah, I got you. That's mm-hmm. that speaks.
Yeah, Ghetto's a bad boy. He is definitely a bad boy.
Yeah,
for sure. And I've heard this story 1,000 times, but I know everybody else wants to know where the name Mad Squabbles come from.
So when I was younger, maybe around 2 or 3, I used to get like kicked out of a lot of daycares and stuff like that because I was real literal, and my parents used to tell me, if somebody put their hands on you, like, hit them back. Don't let nobody, like, run all over you. So I took that to heart. And I was just getting kicked out of daycares and stuff like that just for punching kids, for tapping me. You know what I'm saying? So, and then my dad seen that, and his favorite movie was Training Day. Uh-huh. So, you know what I'm saying? You know that scene where the white boy was beating up the ball. Yeah, yeah, and then Denzel came, he was like, yeah, boy, you got Mad Squabbles, boy. So that's where you got the name
from. That's where it came from.
So,
Mad Squabbles.
Yeah, right.
Well, man, that you was popping kids in daycare. Everybody was like, hey.
That's what I was like. Whoa.
That's what was happening.
They go to hug them. You know how little kids are so innocent. They want to hug their new friends. Go right, hug them. Right. He want to chin check them.
Oh, man. But, yeah, bro, we appreciate what you're doing, man. Because, like I said, you know, Being an older dude, you know, sometimes they think that we just come out hating mm-hmm. the new generation and stuff like that. And honestly, I don't understand a lot of it, but there was a lot of stuff that came out when I was younger I didn't understand.
Right.
Because today, you can't tell me that, you know, Ultra Magnetic talked some sense. But I love Ultra Magnetic, but I couldn't tell you not one thing they talking about. And like I said, I am a cool Keith and whatever other 1,000 names he's using fan, but that I mean, I understood what they were saying, but they didn't make any sense. Right. So I can't look at somebody that mm-hmm. they call a mumble rapper and be mad at what they're doing, because I'm like, everything has a lane.
Right.
And
I'm just saying, if it serves its purpose.
Right.
I just wish...
Go away.
And I was just going to say, certain people decide to look at it from a different perspective, and others are like mm-hmm. strong about, you know what I'm saying, what they experienced growing up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being strong and what you already knew, you know what I'm saying, what you're used to.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, just having a different perspective. So
I'm just glad it's a fad and it's gonna go away soon.
See, for the whole thing, I look at it like this though. It's just to the point, like, I can't lie, a lot of it I don't understand, but after a couple of them drinks and I'm in the club, I'm like, yo, I'm really nodding my head to this. Like, it's entertaining, but then, like,
as long as the beat make you do that, what you just did.
That crazy right there.
As long as the beat got like a good melody and you can do all that.
But I also appreciate lyricism, you know, with my person got lyrics. I can very, very much appreciate that and love that. So, you know, it's a balance in that. I just wish more labels and, you know, well, not that radio really matters, but it does matter. I just wish they expanded the variety. Like, we don't need to hear that same song 30 times a day. Like, hit me with something else
all day long.
I used to DJ back in the day, and one thing that I do miss the creativities that we had when we used to DJ. Like, it was something for us to take a slow song and mix it with, you know, whatever song was bopping, mm-hmm. or, you know, let me take a rock song and mix it. No, I don't see that creativity coming
right.
from the DJ.
You have more creative
freedom. Like these DJs, they just, they're like
list.
iPods.
It is the
they
list.
Just play. And
they
it's
have
like,
to play off of the list so they can get the check.
And that's
from
crazy.
The
It's crazy like yeah. that, like, yo, because sometimes I'll hear something, and I'm like, yo, this song hot, and somebody be like, yo, Tuck, that song came out, like, 2009, like, yo, I never heard of it, it just came on my Pandora list,
right.
or,
right.
you know, Spotify, like, something pop up, be like, yo, that thing knocking, like, yo, that thing was old, man,
yeah.
like, damn, because, you know, the radio and, you know, the video and everything, they just, everybody gets on that one sound, and that's
mm-hmm.
all we care about, is that one sound,
yeah.
and... And then when you got, you know, guys like you that, you know, embody what I was raised on, it's
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful thing.
I know, right?
It is a beautiful thing.
It is.
And it definitely speaks volumes because, like, I grew up listening to Busta Rhymes, Brand Nubian, Meth
mm-hmm.
and Red. Actually, when people ask me my top five,
mm-hmm.
they look at me crazy because my top five kind of runs like Redman, Paz from De La Soul.
Mm.
Then Nas,
mm-hmm.
Biggie only because I like, you know, fat dudes, you know, because, you know, we got to stick together, you know.
He makes me sick. For God, he makes me sick.
And Big L.
Mm.
So, like, you know, people be like, you ain't got Jay-Z? I'm not saying I don't like Jay-Z. I
right.
like Jay-Z, but...
Not
that's
what
so
I
difficult.
Need to hear, you know,
that's one of the
whatever.
Most difficult questions, like... For hip hop, for mm-hmm. people that like really love hip hop, like
I know, because you went on to like 8 or 9, like
exactly,
you didn't even stop
yeah.
at 5. He
it would be
went
too
on
hard.
To 20.
It's too hard to
yeah,
like do a top 3 or top 5, like
because everybody got a song that I like.
That's true.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
had a flow that I like.
Right.
Cause like honestly, I like Nelly when he wasn't record Nelly, like when he was in the hood, Nelly, like, somebody throwing a beat, and Nelly got to be Nelly. I don't like the country grammar, Nelly. I like.
I don't even know that.
I like, you know, I like the other Nelly, like, yo, like, that's the one, that's the one I want to hear.
I'm probably going to check that Nelly out later, because I want to hear what he
yeah, there's some stuff out there where he's not country grammar Nelly. He's like, yo, okay, mm-hmm. but, you know, sometimes when you sign with a record label, you're at their mercy.
Yeah, your hand
right.
is forced.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? They saying, this is what I want, even
mm-hmm.
though that may not be from your, you know,
I
heart.
I think that is probably, I mean, again, I'm outside of looking in, but I think that's probably what makes me so excited about, you know, hearing what Squabbles is going to do next, because I know that he still has complete control,
mm-hmm.
And he's having fun with it, and he's doing real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as an independent artist out of Philly, and I think that's cool. And it's not that, you know, Philly has a lot of, you know, artists and independent artists, but
right.
he's really gone far beyond the borders of Pennsylvania, and that's crazy. Like, we've been everywhere.
Right.
Ohio,
yeah,
like
Alabama,
yeah, like yeah. it's some international stuff in the mix, like
mm-hmm.
it's way beyond those borders, and I don't know, it's just cool.
But yeah, I used to always get beat up on my top 5, because people would be like, yo, you didn't mention Rakim. I'm like, yo, I love Rakim. To me, Rakim's a whole different thing.
Right.
Like, Rakim's a whole different thing.
That's like the foundation.
Yeah,
he's honorary.
Yeah.
You don't even have to mention
right.
him.
Him, Kool G Rap, you know, I put them,
yeah.
they, you know, Big Daddy Kane, I don't need, they over there.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They
part of the
him.
Foundation, you don't
yeah.
have to mention them.
Yeah. And stuff.
Yeah.
And my boy says Gangstar. Yo, what's up, Rich Raw? Definitely gotta get Rich Raw up here,
oh, yeah.
man. Rich Raw, that's my man, 50 grand.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, Rich
Raw.
Look, yo, real quick, funny Rich Raw story. When I first heard of Rich, somebody played some music. I was like, yo, this cat cool and stuff. So then somebody had told me, it was like, well, yo, you know, he used to always come to the studio with Fred G and them back in the day. And I'm sitting there like, Fred G? I'm like, yo, Fred G. I was the one that brought Fred G to the studio, so it's crazy how it's just one big ass circle. But like, he,
yeah.
you know, Fred G and them helped, you know, Richard early in his career, and it's like, yo, I helped Fred G and them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it was,
yeah.
So it's crazy, man. It's definitely crazy and stuff like that, man. And Rich Ross said you dope, man.
Oh, appreciate it, bro.
Dope.
Appreciate it, man.
And stuff. Yeah, now, there was another question there. I'm sorry. You know, we got to talking and stuff like
keep,
that.
Oh.
Yeah. My boy is on my left that you can't see because the camera doesn't go that far. He's typing questions, and he's definitely a hip hop head. He asked, how do you feel about how acceptable it is about how people bite styles and having writers in hip hop nowadays? I guess how people have ghost writers, and if somebody has a hot style, everybody bites that style, and like how you got Designer, Future, and stuff like that. How does that?
That's a great question. I feel like nothing, because there are so many pioneers and so many people that have come before us. This is not the ghostwriter question. This is like the biting situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like nothing could be original. Like, it could be original thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Coming from you, like being you, the type of stuff that you want to do. But 9 times out of 10,
it's being influenced.
Yeah, it's been influenced by something. Like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like the originality is like, it's to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? So like, I'm being original. I'm just being me because, like, making the music that I want to make, you know what I'm saying? But I'm influenced by Kendrick. I'm influenced by Mos Def, Big L, Nas. You know, just I'm influenced by artists.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's, you also, at some point, you take those influences.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And your own style, or even though, you know, if you're stuck on, you know, all right, I'm stuck in this Kendrick space, I'm stuck in this J. Cole space.
Right.
You still, and I can tell, you still turn it into your own.
Right.
You
know, and that's where the original.
And I think that's where some people get stuck, is where they forget to make sure that they're making it their own.
Right. Right. Yep.
Yeah, because sometimes it's so easy just to follow the cliff notes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, true. And the ghostwriter question. I feel like you can't be considered a lyricist if you have a ghostwriter.
Now, Rich Roll, he asked, let's see here.
That's all I got to say.
whose album do you prefer, Kendrick's latest or Joey Badass latest? Yeah, leave it to Rich to hit you from the muscle.
And I didn't even say Joey Badass in one of my favorite artists, but he is one of my favorite artists. And I would say, as far as message, is Joey Badass, because Kendrick is at the, like, I feel like Kendrick is at the point where, like, he had his multiple projects where he had messages to him, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like this album, the Damn album, was Kendrick's like way of saying, I'm here and I'm not gonna leave for a while.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like he was just flexing with that album and just making what he wants to make, like, honestly. But Joey Badass, really, like, as far as message, I would say Joey Badass. So.
Okay.
But I love them both.
It's enough room to love everybody.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you, how do you deal with negativity? Like, has any of it really came your way? I mean, I know you say, you know, we talked earlier about not really paying attention to the YouTube comments or SoundCloud comments that are negative and stuff like that, but for the one that slips and gets by you and gets to you, how do you feel about that? How do you handle that?
I don't like letting it get to me, you know what I'm saying? Because once it gets to me, it slows down the process. And I honestly just, I'm good at ignoring negativity, you know what I'm saying, from other people, you know what I'm saying? But
so what he's saying, his walk by you like he don't see you game is strong.
Right. Like, if I sense the hate, and I'm not one to just, you know what I'm saying, blatantly be like, oh, fuck you. Like, that's in your mic, like, in your face, like,
that's this one here. Yeah.
Like, it's just because, like, I feel like everybody, like, I mean, I'm cool. I don't got no problems with nobody. You know what I'm saying? If you got a problem with me, then that's
your business.
Your problem. Like, it's not our problem. It's
that's
your problem.
Right. That's
and
right.
I just wish people know that humble is the new cool, man. It's it's, you get so much further being humble and just being, all right, man, it's not that serious.
Because
my boy, like, over here to the left that you can't see, Jarrell, he gets on me because sometimes I'll forget. And I'll be like, man, this motherfucker. You're like, come on, man. What is that going to do? Come on. We know you can beat them to a pulp. That's not going to do anything. That's going to mess up everything you got on the table. Take a deep breath. And like I said, sometimes I have to be reminded. Because I'm, you know, like I said, I'm old school. I don't do the whole sizing up and talking and stuff.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Ain't no talking. But
and I'm not like 100% pacifist. So like, you can't. I'm not like Jesus. Like, you can't, you can't throw rocks.
like, look, man, I ain't Jesus.
Like, yeah, like, you can't, like, you just ain't do anything to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It'd have to be, like, the slightest bit of, like, hate. Like, you just, the only thing that would really tip me off is, like, putting your hands on me.
So, basically, Squabble's saying he is not from protecting himself. He will protect himself.
Right, yeah, yeah. At all costs, right?
He got back up.
No doubt.
Man. But I know this one sitting next to me right here. Anytime she come in your spot, put her gun on the table. We know we gonna have a good conversation.
For no reason, like just bring it in.
Talking about, oh, I just came from the range and you couldn't leave that in the
car. I took off my hip because it was hurting my side. The clip was scratching me.
She said the clip was scratching you. I didn't want to have none of them bullets scratch me, so she can leave it on the table. I don't care about that. But yo, I mean, I've been flashing his website at the bottom of the screen. You can see it right there, squabbles.com. And, you know, he's on all social medias under Mad Squabbles. I would say you do yourself a favor and definitely check this brother out. You know, he has some good stuff. And we definitely have to support the genuine, the wholesome, and everything. Like I said, it's nothing wrong with going a little ratchet, because sometimes I need ratchet with my coffee to get my day started. But everything else, it's good to have some good vibe music. Something that, you know, I could turn on and you could sit back and you could just, you know, nod your head and say the words. Because there's a whole bunch of stuff you can nod your head to. But when you just say, nod your head and say the words and stuff, that's,
and there's a message and a meaning behind.
And that's what this album, that's what this album is basically. So I feel like this album is a classic, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Just from, you know what I'm saying, me listening to it over and over again. And I try to, like, make music based around, like, how I would receive it if I was a fan. Like, so if I'm listening to a new Kendrick album, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to my album from the perspective of a fan that is looking at me like I'm Derek Kendrick, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah,
like, not to be, you know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm just,
I get it. I
that's
get
just
it.
A good, like, that's just my way of, like, you know, feeling comfortable, you know what I'm saying, with just being me.
Making sure that you're putting out
exactly,
a good quality product.
Exactly.
You find Kendrick's product to be quality.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. That's what's up.
And Squabbles is from Philly, y'all. Just to be clear, he is Philly, born and bred. And he embraces the city. However, I you know, he's not, and I know this is bored NDE, but Squabbles comes to Delaware anytime I ask him to. He's been down here probably 4 or 5 times. So, you know, he's embracing his following here. And they're definitely showing their love. So, you know, that's what's up. You know, Philly borders Delaware, PA borders Delaware. So, you know.
We all in the same gang, damn it.
And wherever you at, make sure y'all pre-order that Lamps, because that Lamps is going to be crazy.
You got a single off that yet? Or you know what the first single is going to be?
Nah, we don't know yet.
You don't know yet? Nah. Okay.
Nah.
But how can people get their hands on it? Is it going to be on iTunes?
Yeah, it's going to be on all platforms. Okay. iTunes, Spotify,
Google
Apple
Play
Music.
Stores.
Yep, everything.
Okay.
Amazon, everything.
And you have stuff out there already.
Yep, yeah, and I have 3 projects out already on all platforms. Music Addiction Disorder, Music Addiction Disorder Part 2, and Arda Boom Bap Generation Next. So
yeah, definitely check out the site again. I'll throw it up on the screen again for you guys again. And definitely go ahead and support, man, because I know we all have those moments where we sit and complain about, oh, man, this music today, this is this. So now we are turning you on to somebody who is doing his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
He has that. What'd you say? He's a young soul.
And he's an
old
soul.
Soul.
Yeah, he's an old soul.
No doubt.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody said, is there any features on the album? Did we already ask that?
Oh, you'll see.
So that
you're
going to
hold us that bag.
But yeah, okay.
And Sean said he's also a good football player. Sean Rush.
Uh-huh.
Said that this young man is also a good football player.
That was my younger years.
His dad coached. So Joe Jackson was a coach. He's out on football field with his strap, strap.
Joe Jackson with the guitar strap.
That's right. Yeah, Shout out to Joe Jackson.
Shout out Dynasty Dragons, you know.
Right.
So y'all be sure to be able to, you know, check him out. Like I said, I throw the website up on the screen again for you guys, you know. Check it out. You guys, all the social media links and everything on there, so you can definitely find them. You know, tell them, hey, I saw you on board with GA. You know, because he took his Sunday evening to come hang out with us and everything.
No doubt.
And it's always fun when you hang with me and Prima.
I know, right?
Always fun.
Entertaining.
Yeah,
definitely.
It is entertaining.
Anything else you want to, you know, say? Any other questions? Because since you always on stage with him.
No, I ain't say all that. The one time I was asked to go on stage, I messed up. I couldn't get the darn camera thing to work right.
That's why I was going to ask you, when Prina's out helping you and working with you, does she go full diva or does she go thuggish? Because I know Prina got some Tims.
Because
she got her fatigue on now, so I'm thinking this is thuggish Prina. Like, she got the Tims and the jeans
it's
on.
It's mostly thuggish.
Okay.
I'd be surprised. Like, do you have your... I don't think you have it on you when you're around.
No, because I can't take that state to state.
Yeah, right.
We be moving too much. I can't be figuring out whether or not I'm good to carry in one state versus the other. No.
So it's basically thuggish.
It's thuggish. But it's business. Like, I make sure we make eye contact. If you're performing, and I'm looking like, you need anything? I'm looking at, you know, the fans, like, what they feeling. Mm-hmm. Security. I'm be on it. Where's his money?
So right now, we don't have you said the project's already come up, but you don't have an exact release date or anything like that?
No.
All right, so that means y'all got to follow him on social media to be notified of all that and everything. And definitely check out, you know, his YouTube channel. Like, the guy's good, man. He's damn good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Squabbles, for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, we really appreciate you taking your time out, man. Because like I said, you know, we're a small operation. We try to get better. Each and every show we try to get better and stuff like that. So the fact that you came to a new podcast and you shared, you know, your information with us and your time and stuff, it means the world to me, and I know it means the world to her and everything. So we appreciate you,
we love you
here, bro. And definitely look forward to having you back after the next project drops and things of that sort, and then. You know, see if I can catch up with Prina and come to one of your shows when she can carry a gun. I want to be protected.
Stop.
I want to be protected.
What you know laughing at, Joe Jack?
I want to feel safe like that Henny bottle.
I'm going to cut him. World star!
I want to feel safe like that Henny bottle. And yo, I gotta thank his pop for coming out too, man. Cause like I said, you know, when you got a son or a child that's, you know, doing something and you want to support him and stuff, you get drugged to some of the most craziest places. And I hope this doesn't be one of the craziest places. I just hope it's a fun adventure. But I know sometimes you go somewhere and you be like, I don't know what the hell I'm Great Walker to.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give it 100%, and that's what it's gonna be.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
And I probably would have never stepped a foot in the club if I wasn't rapping.
Yeah, because the clubs have changed a bit.
Yeah.
They have changed a bit.
Quite a bit.
And the same watered down drinks be costing too goddamn much. And they got all these damn pretty girls claiming they bartenders and fucking up my drink and shit. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get personal. I got all emotional shit.
He went left.
I was like, oh,
he
man.
He gets emotional about his drinks, y'all. Yeah. Like, I don't know that. He gets really emotional.
Well, Squabbles, man, again, thank you, homie, for coming through.
Thank you, man. Thank you for
everything.
Having me, bro.
Everybody, thank you for checking out. We're about to go ahead and sign off.
www.squabbles.com.
Yep.
Yes.
And we'll be updating that, too.
Yeah, and basically on the repeats of this broadcast, we'll have all those links and stuff and everything up there for you, but... Again, thank you for joining us here at Board and DE. Squabbles, thank you for coming by. Prina, thank you for not slapping me.
Always.
Joe Jack, thanks for coming through. Jarrell, thanks for hanging out. And we will see you guys next week. And next week's show, matter of fact, let me go back to our faces because I think people are going to definitely want to do this. Next week, Prina and I, along with possibly two other people, will sit here and we will talk about dating, relationships, and some of the tomfoolery, because I had made a post a couple weeks back about, you know, a young lady whose car got repossessed and, you know, she got to live in, and like, I'm like, so he not helping you? Like, well, I got to take you, you know, to school or whatever, because it's on my way. Like, you got a man, you know? So, you know, we going to talk about that. Because you see how she cutting her eyes. Yeah. That, we don't understand how some of y'all get
this
down.
This whole dating and relationship stuff has gone completely ass monkey crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to cover some of those topics. Ladies, we got to stop some of the foolishness that we're accepting. And dudes, y'all need to step up.
And we are definitely going to make it
off, pull your skirt down and do what you need to do.
Yeah, we definitely going to make it interactive because we definitely want people to talk about this stuff. Like, it's definitely, it's always going to be a hot topic, relationships and stuff like that. Until next time, this is Tuck, Prana, Borden D. We'll see y'all guys later.